Joshua is telling the people, hey, listen, every promise that God has ever made to you, he has delivered on. We're told that he called Israel together. Verse 23 said, look around, see what God has done, and understand something. Something that we need to understand today. God is fighting for us. God is on our side. If we are seeking him, he is on our side. And think about it this way, because sometimes we reverse this in our churches today. The big news of the Bible is not that you are fighting for God. The big news of the Bible is that God is fighting for you. Throughout the book of Joshua, as you read this story, you understand God is the one who does the fighting. Let me give you a few examples. Joshua 1:13, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Chapter 3, verse 5, on the eve of crossing into the Jordan, Joshua declared, the Lord will do wonders among you. In chapter 6, verse 16, outside of Jericho, he said this, shout, for the Lord has given you this city. The Lord has given you this city. You know what he's telling them? God is the defender. God is the one who gives. Now in Joshua chapter 23, verses 9 and 10, right here he says, for the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God is he who fights for you as he promised. This morning, if your heart's desire is to serve the Lord, understand this. God fights for you. You don't fight alone. There's no battle you face that's too big because God fights for you. You don't need to fear anything in life. The faithful need not fear. Joshua's message, God fights for you. You know, that message is throughout Scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 32:8. With us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles. Nehemiah 4:20. Our God will fight for us. Psalm 35:1. That the Lord will fight against those who fight against you. All throughout Scripture, Genesis to Revelation, the battle belongs to the Lord. Your life belongs to the Lord. The key is to trust him, walk with him, and allow him to fight for you. Don't feel like you've got to conquer the enemy. He fights for you. You know, it's different times through Scripture. We see he sends angels. He commands the stars and planets. He changes the weather, all to turn the odds in your favor. For your health, for your faith, for your restoration, God fights for you. I thought about this yesterday. I thought, you know, all week we'd been hearing how bad the weather was going to be and how, it could be stormy, it could be rainy, could have been hot. It'd been hot for like, 12 days in a row, and Friday was 100 and 150 or something like that outside. And then Saturday morning comes, and it's beautiful. God fights for us. Deuteronomy 31:6, we read, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. I like that where Joshua says one will stand against 1,000. You know, it seems sometimes when it's one against 1,000 that the odds would be stacked against you. But with the Lord, one is a majority. Helen Keller said, you remember she was blind and did so much. And Helen Keller once said, I am only one, but I am still one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. That's all God asks us to do. He'll do the rest. He asks us to take what he's given and be faithful with it. And there's all kinds of scriptures, and you know, throughout the scripture, there are those who were the minority that trusted God, Esther, for such a time as this. Noah, God found one righteous. And for 120 years, he worked to get ready for something he had never seen. God is still looking for men and women who will stand in the gap, and he is looking to fight for us. He will stand with us. Casting Crowns sings a song called "Who Am I?" And when you think about this in your life, hear the words, "Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still, you hear me when I'm calling. You catch me when I'm falling. I am yours. I am yours." All too frequently, we forget whose we are. We forget who fights for us. The Bible reminds us that we are sinners saved by grace. Not one of us are good enough to meet the standard of God's holiness. But when God became flesh, he fought for your soul. You see, God has always fought for you, even before you knew him. We forget what he's done for us, that he's forgiven us, that he's saved us, that he's filled us with his Spirit, that he's restored us into a right relationship with him. Joshua concludes his life and his challenge to his people by saying this: be very careful to love the Lord your God. God has done so much for you. Don't forget what he's done, and be very careful not to stop loving him, because that's the heart of the matter. That's the thing that God rewards. And if you fail, God will remove his blessing. Joshua had spent a lot of time teaching them that God will keep his promises, that he'll stand with them. And this morning, I think the same holds true for us. God will stand with us. God fights for us. God fights for you. He always has, and he always will. Just continue to love him. In Joshua chapter 12, we see that part of scripture that often gets skipped. And I'll be honest, I skip this kind of scripture too. But in verses 9 and 10 of Joshua chapter 12, if you want to flip back there just to see this, because it's kind of an odd passage. The king of Jericho won. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, won. The king of Jerusalem won. The king of Hebron won. The king of Jarmuth won. You know, all the way down. It's the passage that you look at and you go, what in the world is that in there for? What does that mean to me? It's almost like the begats and begets. You know, we just like to skip over those. But this list goes on for like 31 lines. It's as if the victors were putting a check on the list of enemies and announcing the score. And at the end of the day, Joshua is saying to the people, 31 to nothing. You know what I think he's saying? Every battle you face, God is on your side. Every battle you face, God is on your side. And you know, when you live the Christian life, There are still enemies you've got to take on. You've got to encounter. You know, I got a bad temper. Temper one. You know, I'm struggling with an addiction. Addiction one. I struggle with straying away and keeping my faith where I want it to be. Straying away one. In other words, every battle you fight, God can and will win if you trust Him. There is no battle too big for God. I don't know what you might be struggling with this morning, but I want you to remember this. God is fighting for you. There'll never be a time where you're backed in a corner where there's no way out, because God is a majority of one. And at the end of the day, this is what we talked about Wednesday night. The theme of the book of Joshua can be boiled down to this: God keeps His promises. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what things you may be struggling with, what you may be battling with, but take it from the word of Joshua that God is able to deliver. Whatever it is, it'll fall. God is a majority of one. Trust in Him, love Him, seek His face, and you'll come out the victor. Let's pray. Lord, this morning we're thankful for Your word that reminds us of Your power, reminds us that You're a God who keeps Your promises, that reminds us that You've been fighting for us for a long time. Lord, it's by grace that we come into Your presence this morning. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You for dying for our sin. Lord, if there's anyone here today who doesn't know You as their Lord and Savior, I pray that today is the day they make that decision, that they recognize that You've been fighting for them even before they knew You. And Lord, for others in here that may be fighting the battles, whether it could be financial, spiritual, emotional, whatever they are, thank You, God, that You are on our side. And as we seek Your face, You do deliver Your people. If there's anyone here today who needs to make a decision to trust You as Savior, to join this church, to recommit their life, whatever it is, Lord, may You speak to us during this time of invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand as we sing, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus."